The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
I've got three words for you. You will lose. You will lose.
Stavino's message to everybody participating in the Pro-Am today at TPC Sugarloaf. We are here for the Mitsubishi Electric Classic. Cellini, Stavino, we thank you for taking the time to listen. So three shows, three different golf venues thus far to start this day. The locker room was at the Camp Twin Lakes Golf Tournament.
Nice people, I get it. Yes.
At the Atlanta Athletic Club. Okay. Bud Ballou was just from the Right from the Heart Golf Tournament.
Oh, nice people.
At the Golf Club of Georgia.
And
here we are getting you ready for the Champions Tour later on this week from the Mitsubishi Electric Classic.
Do you want the good news or the bad news?
Let's start with the good news.
The good news, I mean it, is everybody's going to lose.
What do you mean?
I said you will lose. Everybody here is going to lose. You want the bad news?
Well, that sounded like bad news right out of the
gate. No, it's good news. It's good news for me. I'm going to be a champion. Here's the bad news. I'm leaving at 11:10. I've got to tee off at 11:20.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I'm going to go tee off, and I'm going to go kick their asses all over this golf course.
Now I understand.
That's what I'm doing.
You just made a guarantee of some sort.
That's
because
correct.
Today is a day, if you paid the price, literally paid the price, you can't participate in the Pro-Am.
And you know what I told them? I'm paying nothing, and I'm going to kick all your asses. So at 11, when I have to leave, because I have a tee time coming up at like 11:30. So I got to, go get loose. I'm not as young as I used to be.
Adam Gillespie, the road dog, get Steve West on the line. Get him ready to replace Stavino in about 10 minutes from now. You can listen all the time, no matter who is on the air, no matter what we're doing, including the Braves baseball. You got the Fan app, and that is driven to you by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. And Beaver Direct is the quickest and easiest way to shop for a car online. You got 680thefan.com.
That sounds pretty expensive.
It's not at all. That's the beauty of it. Throughout the season into the postseason, should the Braves go that far, you can listen absolutely free.
Don't you think we should be selling this a little bit? Because when we do three golf courses in a 7-hour period, wouldn't it make sense for us from a business point of view to just charge people maybe a little bit for that?
It would, but we don't.
Okay.
Because we care about our listeners.
Obviously, nobody went to college and nobody took these classes that would be really important in the world of business.
Some people are going to tell you college is overrated. I know. Down the hall. Down the hall.
Well, it's only overrated if you have to pay a lot of money and have a lot of student loans, and then you got to down the hall.
Anyway, you can also follow along via the X platform, and that is brought to you by Harris Cherokee Casino and Resort at Chris Domino, at Cellini Nick, at Matt Lear, at Road Dog 680, at 680 The Fan. I don't know what made me think of this, but what's your go-to karaoke song? That is the
very random
Harris Cherokee Casino's X platform question of the day. I have no idea.
Were you
just going to mail in the whole show?
Yeah. I was going to get to that, virtual me. I was going to get to that, I promise. Were you maybe singing in the car at some point this weekend, and you thought, oh, wait, yeah, if I was going to do karaoke, that might be the
That's
one.
What made me think of it, actually. My voice was out all day Friday. It was raspy all day Friday because I sang two or three songs driving out to our show.
I heard.
On Friday morning.
I heard. Again, you forgot how old you actually are. Stop singing this rock and roll music.
Seems like Adam's in a bad mood today, it all started with the Twitter question.
Oh, that made him disappointed, huh?
Yep. I'm going to continue with the links that I sent him.
No. I wasn't upset with it. I just wish everybody
Superman
had been in studio today so that we could have got people doing their favorite karaoke songs, and we could have used those.
So what you're saying is you're rightfully not in a good mood because Nick blew it. He's mailing in the show because we're on the road, and he didn't think about the totality of the show. That's what you're saying, Adam, correct?
No, I just wish we could have... It's my fault because I should have looked at the show sheet last night and realized what the Twitter question of the day was and put a stop to it.
Let me ask you this. Would you have had the balls to ask for a redirect?
I would have had no problem asking for that.
And I would have no problem if anybody has to take the bull by the horns and come up with their own question. I am open.
You sound like you're offended. Right. I'm not saying.
No, I am a walking, talking suggestion box. Before the fact, but after the fact, to castigate me when I'm trying my best here.
Listen.
I got a lot of balls. balls in the
air. I agree with you, Nick.
I will give you credit for the show sheet. Someday I might read it. You know what? The day before I'm done in this, the day before I announce my retirement, I'm going to read that show sheet.
Ironically, you read the show sheet when you were out after back surgery.
I did read the show sheet.
You weren't going to be on the air.
That's true.
You read the show sheet.
I did, one day. And then I said, oh, God, I still don't feel good. But here's the deal. You think that typing something that's less than 140 characters, called the Twitter question of the day, because you do it, and you do. Like, you want...
I just want to be consistent with it, that's all.
Here's the thing. What is it... What's your line to people who are always looking for something? What do you want, credit? You're typing less than 140 characters.
No, I just think it's a part of the show. It's part of the daily grind of the show. Okay.
But
if
the
you
days
will.
That we don't, or might not necessarily, let's
you let me get away with saying daily grind
of
the show.
I know. The days that we might not necessarily agree with the question itself, you then turn it like angrily at, oh, if anybody else wants to do it on here. That means you just want credit for doing it,
which is
everything you hate.
I do just want an attaboy, and yes, it's ironic. Kirk Cousins did not throw off the mound last night.
Oh, my goodness.
Now
We signed the wrong guy.
No, I'll tell you why. Oh. I don't have a problem with it. He threw out the ceremonial first pitch, sat in with Carl Ravage and Eduardo Perez and David Cohn during the fifth inning of that game last night on ESPN. He's got the Achilles that he's still rehabbing. I don't need him up there on the mound trying to show off and blowing out his Achilles.
I agree.
Just throw off the grass.
Well, here's the good news. Nobody really who's ever pitched for a living has ever blown out their Achilles. So
especially here in town.
Yeah, no, that's good. Wait, that mound might be cursed. I would have actually liked him to underhand toss from 3 feet away once I heard the explanation of, oh, yeah, that guy is coming off a torn Achilles. It makes perfect sense. I was about to scold him, and I did think for a second, where's he going? We signed the wrong guy. This guy doesn't have, he's not going to nut up at all for
us. There's just no reason for him to stand on that mound. Stay far away from that mound.
18 inches doesn't sound very high. But it's different. I don't know how many times he's actually gone to a mound with a rubber, with a little bit of a hole perhaps in it. Brilliant on his part. I'm going to tell you, we might have hired the smartest guy for the job. Now we'll find out if he's the healthiest and best.
And speaking of Kirk Cousins, Adam Schefter is now saying that this punishment that the Falcons are going to receive for tampering is going to be handed down.
What word did he use?
This week. It's going to be more severe than previous punishments for tampering.
Oh, no.
That's the word that he used. Now, what does that mean?
This is not good.
Nobody seems to know.
Well, I know. They're going to take the 8th overall pick from us. And they're going to wait to do it till Thursday morning. That's what they're going to do. I feel it. I didn't like the word severe because when I read severe, I said, oh, that means it's going to be worse than not only we thought it was going to be, but worse than what they've done. Like, you would have just said there's a penalty coming. What does he know, and when is this thing going to be announced?
Now, is it going to be for this year's draft or next year's draft?
We didn't assume it was.
Question.
No, everybody told me it's not going to be this year. It's not going to be this year. I said, well, how do you know? Oh, it's just not going to be. I don't know that. You don't know that. And now it seems when I read the word severe, I'm expecting both shoes to drop.
I don't like that word. Nobody likes that word. But that's what's being reported. We'll let you know when we find anything.
You know what they're going to do? For the first four games of the season, the Falcons are going to start down 7-0. It's the most severe penalty they've ever had in this situation.
Speaking of severe, it was a severely bad second half of the season last year for Bryce Harper. Had a bad spring training as well, so that's why he started the season, much like last year, down in the minors. Darius Vine struggles a little bit last night with one inning in particular, so he gets sent back down to AAA. And tonight, Bryce Elder. We'll worry about Bryce Harper down the road. Bryce Elder will make his first start of the season tonight when the Marlins come to town to begin a three-game series, so everybody else is now going to get pushed back and get that extra day.
Yep.
And don't forget, Thursday's an off day as well, as they continue to protect guys like Reynaldo Lopez and guys like Chris Sale.
Much like it became too easy to bang on Chris Berman and a few other people, the Oprah, you get a, and you get a, and you get a, but it does feel like you get a start, and you get a start, and that's what's going to happen for a little while. Darius Vines had a chance to get another start at the end of this week, going into next weekend. I guess they felt, you know, oh, it was okay, and Brian Snicker was happy. It's sixth inning. I guess it was okay. You give up four runs with this offense. That's not bad. So we're dealing in a curve situation. We're grading on a curve. But what they did say is, no, Bryce Elder is coming up because they do want to push everybody back a day.
Well, we talked about that not being sustainable. I know they had runners on first and third with nobody out in the eighth inning. You can't expect this team to come back night after night after night. It's still Major League Baseball. Now, I didn't expect Kirby Yates to get a four-out save. And
remember me?
Inning.
That was the remember me. When I was down
I don't remember that guy because it doesn't
doesn't seem like he ever had a clean inning, let alone a four-out save in a Braves uniform.
When I was down there on Friday in the building, and, you know, before I go into the other locker room, before I go into the other clubhouse, I look at the rosters and I look at who the coaches are. Because I say, oh, I wonder if there's maybe a coach that I know or whatever, a player. I was like, oh, yeah. It's Kirby Yates.
Who was that guy last night? His stuff was electric.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
But anyway, back to my point. Buck opened his show, Buck Ballew. You can listen to him weekdays 10 to 11, saying that he was disappointed because the Braves let one get away. How many games did they steal late in innings played this season already?
Buck has gotten greedy. You know, he's turned into an ugly American. Down the hall, when it comes to, well, if you do it once and if you do it twice, why can't you do it the third time? Because the game isn't built that way. The game doesn't afford you the opportunity to do this every time and do it successfully.
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. So, six more games left on this homestand. You got three with the Marlins. Then you got an off night on Thursday. Yeah. Then the Guardians, one of the surprises in baseball thus far, they come in for a weekend series at Truist Park. So, tonight it'll be Elder, Lopez tomorrow, Freed Wednesday, Sale on Friday, Morton on Saturday, and then Sunday is up in the air. But everybody getting pushed back, especially Sale, throwing a lot of pitches again. In that Friday, Chris Sale got the win.
Why did you call it Travis Darno?
We'll get to it.
Okay.
That's a tease, Chris.
Lopez getting an extra day. I'm not telling you they're going to do that all year, but you can't afford to take him out of the rotation. And if you can get him an extra day, great. If you're going to pile up innings on him, and they're going to accumulate quickly if he stays in a rotation, get him an extra day here and there, even though it's only April, I'm all for it. And Bryce Elder's got an opportunity now. You know, again, it's not next man up. That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is we'd like to settle something. Nobody... Can you figure out his beginning to the year last year? Or do you think he just hit a wall?
Here's what I think happened. He's a guy that pitched through the raindrops. And much like the Braves, not being able to sustain late-inning comebacks because it's Major League Baseball and that can't happen game after game, you can't pitch with traffic on the bases and walk guys and give up leadoff walks and hits consistently at this level. And it finally caught up with him, and I think he also hit a wall. It was a combination of two things, I believe, in the second half of the season for Bryce Elder.
So if I'm to believe Buck's son's friend, the Bat Boy, Bryce Elder went down and did his business. Good. Because we say this all the time. How are you going to handle yourself? Who are you going to be down there? You going to cry? You going to complain? No one cares. And by the way, if you look like a bad egg, that's on you. And listen, if you're so good that you can be a jerk, good. The world is littered with people who are jerks, but they're so good at their job. You're trying to get the job back. Good for him if he put his head down and just did his work.
And I don't want to be crass, but I don't care that he was an all-star last year. That means nothing when you look at the second half of the season. That means nothing when you look at him competing against Reynaldo Lopez in spring training.
And didn't win.
And it's pretty obvious thus far they made the right choice with Reynaldo Lopez. You can't argue that either.
No doubt. And the question is really going to be now, because I do believe there's a really, really... really good chance Max Fried isn't here. There's a really, really good chance Charlie Morton isn't here. Lopez, to me, and I think I told you this, I certainly said it this weekend, he's a starter. I got him for $11 million and $11 or $9 million a year from now. If he stays healthy, he's 30 years old. I know you got to ramp him up. I know the plan was to put him back in the bullpen. My question is now why. I'm going to be looking for think about this. I'm going to be looking for three starters at the beginning of the year if Strider's not back. Well, maybe I don't have to look for three because maybe I have one in Lopez. How I work him this year is going to be interesting. This offseason, if he's healthy throughout this year, he's a starter for the next 2 years. I got an $11 million, really two for $20 million starter, which means I don't go have to hunt and peck for the 36-year-old veteran, one-year deal for $13 million.
So he will start tomorrow. Game three of the series against the Marlins is Wednesday. Max Fried will pitch in that game. It's also Ronald Acuna Jr.'s 73 stolen bases record bobblehead night.
So you know what? They're going to do something.
Try saying that five times real fast.
They're going to do something unprecedented. Everybody walking in gets 73 bobbleheads. Everybody's going to get a shopping cart and 73 bobbleheads.
They showed it off.
And it's going to be one, two, three. They're all going to be numbered.
And they showed it off last night during the Sunday night baseball broadcast. He's got the red Braves jersey on. He's holding up the bag.
Yeah. Brilliant.
To the disdain probably of Book Shambi.
That was cheap and easy. That's a callback, by the way, to a last year's situation.
If you can't
speak for all of the fans.
Ozzie Albies also not limping around. Not only that, he has started doing fielding drills.
Mm-hmm. Freddie Freeman's still better than him.
No one asked you.
What's Boog? Listen, it's Monday morning. We're at a golf tournament. Boog, lighten up.
Albies was placed on the 10-day injured list back on April the 16th, so technically he's eligible to come off that list on Friday when the Braves host the Guardians. We know the Braves' way. Maybe Saturday.
Yeah.
Maybe Sunday. Maybe after the homestand comes to a close.
Well, look, if you're doing infield stuff, now, again, I don't know if it was on his knees. I don't know if he was actually cutting left and right. You know, the next part is you've got to be able to prove that you're going to be okay, but then it's the doctors and everybody else saying, you're done. You're healed. And that's a break. That's a heel. We did find out a little bit more. Are we going to talk a little bit about the Spencer Strider thing?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Let's jump ahead, though, to Marcel Ozuna in the first inning last night. Goes opposite field and launches that three-run shot to give the Braves that 3-0 lead. He joins with now 9 home runs.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Christian Yelich in 2019, and I think that's about it.
From the Braves.
The only players are Marcel Ozuna and Christian Yelich with 9-plus home runs and 25-plus RBIs in their team's first 20 games in the past 15 years.
So, you know, it's franchise record, Marcel. Franchise record setter, Marcel Ozuna, with RBI. Like, 25 was the number, right? I think 25 was the number for April. I think 25 was the all-time Braves number in April.
And he also joins Chipper and Dale Murphy. Chipper did it in 98, Murph in 85. The only Braves players to do it since RBIs became an official stat. 9-plus home runs and 25-plus RBIs.
So he's got a multiple of games to go get another one.
Here is Marcel Ozuna on the season he's having.
Last year I don't have the same crowd that I have this year, you know. I had too many things in my mind, and I couldn't figure out how I can get out to that. But otherwise, I say, like, leave it alone and then go do what you need to do, working hard and give it your best.
And exactly that has happened to him this year. His head is no longer swimming. Travis d'Arnaud, we know what he did on Friday. And then he followed that up with a two-run shot on Saturday. 6 runs, 3 home runs, including that grand slam in the Braves' 8-3 win on Friday. D'Arnaud talks about the feeling after hitting the grand slam.
I felt like I was 150 pounds running the bases instead of my normal 220. I was trying to hold in my smile a little bit till I hit home plate. Yeah, it's surreal. I hope every baseball player gets to feel that.
And it was great. I was at the game, and everybody was hoping he would come up one more time,
sure.
And he did in the ninth inning, and deservedly so, everybody exploded.
He got one big hit.
Standing ovation.
Well, think about what had to happen to get him. You know, you had to get to the loaded bases loaded situation, because you weren't sure if you were going to bat in the bottom of the ninth anyway. So, yeah, it all worked out. There was a fake. I asked McAlpin the other night. I think everybody's probably been duped by a fake account, right? You read something and you go,
we all got that?
Yeah. Yeah. So I just said, be careful. There was a fake from Fax Sports, not Fox Sports, Fax Sports, that when asked about the 3 home run night, he said, yeah, I felt like it was Bryce Harper with a ring. And
he didn't say that.
No, he didn't say that. I promise you. Although it's a great line. And he said he felt 150 pounds. When was the last time you think that guy was 150 pounds?
Probably when he first got drafted.
I even think
maybe even before that.
Before that, I think before that. But the other point is his career resurgence. He was. Oh wait, the Braves are bringing this guy over. That's kind of interesting. He's the backup catcher. The backup catcher. He's not the backup catcher around here. Dare I say he might be as fan favorite-y as you can get for a guy whose career could have been done.
And Buck said that this morning. He said because he played at a high level, he was able to tell people that the Braves have the best catching combination in all of baseball. He said it before, and he'll say it again. Now,
yes, sir.
I don't mean to say anything disparaging about Buck,
yeah,
but there's probably a chicken somewhere in the field right now in South Georgia that knows that as well. Now, the chicken can't communicate that because the chicken
can't
speak.
But it knows it,
but the chicken knows. Yeah. You don't have to play at a high level to know.
Yeah, well, who do we have? I got an all-star in Sean Murphy, and I got a guy in Travis d'Arnaud who, I don't know, he helped lead you to a World Series. I'm not sure how many teams have that combo. I would agree with that. Are we the youngest? No. D'Arnaud is pretty old, relatively speaking, as a catcher. He's very old. I'm just really happy that the career resurgence thing happened for him, because he seems to understand what the job is.
Only 3 catchers have had multiple 3 home run games. This is the second one for Travis d'Arnaud. He did it back in 2019.
Don't tell me it's 2 Hall of Famers.
At Yankee Stadium.
Don't tell me this.
It's Travis d'Arnaud. It's Johnny Bench.
Oh, man.
And it's Gary Carter.
No way. It is two Hall of Famers.
Wait, Chris.
You're way. So tricky, tricky.
All right, we'll talk about Spencer Strider when we come back. He spoke to the media, was very guarded, it seemed, as far as what he really wanted to say. We'll do that next segment, and I'll tell you what else is coming up, as we want to remind folks as well that the 11 o'clock hour presented by Finley Roofing, Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer. 4 decades of experience and a lifetime warranty on their work, FinleyRoofing.com. The bongos mean the headlines, and this is what's coming up, aside from Spencer Strider talk next segment. How the Paris Olympics will involve families like never before. We'll touch on that story at 11:50. The Hawks address their future plans. Going to run through that at noon. And three reasons the Falcons could be trading down on Thursday night inside the NFL. We go at 12:20. When we come back, we'll talk about Spencer Strider and what he had to say over the weekend for the first time facing the media since the brace surgery, and a surprise addition to the Georgia Tech football squad. We go on campus as well next. TPC Sugarloaf is where we are for the Mitsubishi Electric Classic. It's Cellini, it's Domino, it's the home of the Braves. The Fan 680, 93.7 FM, and the Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Cellini Domino, TPC Sugarloaf is where we are. The Mitsubishi Electric Classic Pro-Am going on today. The tournament, the Champions Tournament, will start this weekend. We will be back here on Friday. It's the X-Platform question of the day. What is your go-to karaoke song? This is the great Dan Matthews performing whatever it is he decided to perform there in his own very special style.
Did he leave here and move to Nashville? Is that what I heard?
I don't think so. I think he's in Houston.
Oh, okay.
Still doing sports talk radio.
Yeah, I think he got a record deal. He's doing
no,
a
no, I don't think that's accurate. I don't think he's pursuing a musical career. What I do know is the 50-50 raffle expands well beyond the state of Georgia. And all over Georgia, you can now participate in and win with the Atlanta Braves Foundation 50-50 raffle. It's all presented by Harris Cherokee Casinos.
50% off. That kind of stuff?
Well, not necessarily. 50% goes to you. 50% right. goes to the Atlanta Braves Foundation.
So he is right, then. It's 50% off. Out of 100%,
I guess.
You get 50. It's 50% off.
I suppose that's okay. An accurate statement, Bud.
You want to try that again?
I will. I apologize. I was out of line. Enter in person at Truist Park or online. Now, online entrance must be physically located in the state of Georgia at the time of entry. Go to Braves.com/5050 or visit the MLB ballpark app.
So what you're saying is if Dan Matthews wants to do this, he has to drive from Nashville to Georgia,
yes,
place his 50-50 thing in, and then go back to Nashville and sing.
That's an accurate statement.
You didn't get a stand. You didn't get a stand.
That's his first single. It didn't go very well, but the record company is going to give him another shot.
That was Dan working out the kinks. Spencer Strider's trying to work out the kinks. He says that he had a bone fragment that affected his UCL, and that's why he had the brace surgery. Now, he's very guarded about anything else as far as why he thinks so many pitchers are getting hurt. He says, I don't want to say something and then have it used as a soundbite and it be taken out of context.
I believe he has thought about it a lot. I believe he has thoughts. I just don't think he wants to throw his hat into the here's what's wrong ring, because he's right. At some point, if God forbid it happens to him or somebody else, and it's not this, but it's not that, but didn't you once say, probably not worth it. He's got to go recover. Now, the bone fragment thing, that sort of leads back to what I was told. Hey, I wasn't told he broke his elbow. I was told keep an eye on bone. And I was like, oh, I wonder what that means. Maybe it's the elbow itself. But if you get a loose fragment, and by the way, here's the thing. I think he's sort of saying the loose fragment maybe from the surgery.
The previous
first one?
UCL surgery that he had.
Okay.
The previous Tommy John, in other words.
I hope you're not prone to it. You know, some people are prone. If you've got arthritis, you know, you know there's a chance. And if it gets stuck into the wrong place, he said it weakened the ligament. I'm not really sure. It sounds to me like maybe there was a little bit of a shred without a full tear. I don't know. But look, I'm glad he spoke. Maybe it was cathartic. Maybe he wanted to get it. And by the way, he spoke. This wasn't a wham bam. Like, he didn't have a one-minute drive.
So he held court with the media, but like I said, he was very guarded as far as why so many pitchers are getting injured, because, like I said, he did not want to have his words possibly used against him somewhere down the line.
Which is telling you he has what he believes to be his theory. He has thought about this a lot. This guy thinks about everything.
He said, oh, that's a conversation for another day. I think eventually he's going to tell you how he feels. He just didn't feel like that Friday, as they were getting ready for the World Champs to come to town, was the place or the time.
And there is some hope that it could be the beginning of next season, but that is a hope. Nobody knows. There's not a lot of evidence with this surgery yet either. You know, there's not a lot of data. There's not a lot of documentation as to how you go about it.
So certainly wishing Spencer Strider nothing but the best as he continues to recover. In the meantime, could this dog be headed to the big city? That story in less than 5 minutes.
The college football voice of the South is going on campus. Presented by Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth. Or shop online at SubaruofGwinnett.com.
So seemingly out of nowhere, Georgia Tech's defensive line just got better. Romello Hyde, who played at Auburn, Southern California, who won a state championship here in town at Dublin, announced over the weekend he is coming to Georgia Tech. 6'3", 230, redshirted 2 years ago, got hurt again after redshirting, came back last year, 4 sacks and 20 tackles at Southern Cal. So, better play for Georgia Tech. This is a great get, I think, for Brent Key, relatively speaking.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, we don't know. We've heard with quarterbacks, they call wide receivers, hey, come play with me, man. There's a running back. Hey, come play with me. And there's a guy at those 7-on-7 camps. This is not what happens on this side of the football. But when you get a guy like this, you know you're in. You're sort of in the game of going after bigger fish than maybe you've had.
And when you look at Santucci and his defense, going back to Texas A&M and at Duke, maybe he has that reputation. Guys are going to put up numbers, and guys are going to be better in this system. Case in point, with Romello Hyde coming back home and playing for Georgia Tech. Aiden Burr didn't talk about this. He made a 62-yard field goal for Georgia Tech in the spring game. So that's maybe why the other kicker decided, let me get out of here and enter the transfer portal.
Can I ask, does it just take one kick to have a guy go, I'm going to pack my bags and leave?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Now, Brent Key said, we were deciding if we were going to sky punt or not, and he came out and said, I want to kick the thing. Give me a shot. He said it would have been good from another 4 or 5 yards. It was great to see. And Brent Key, I think what impressed him more so than anything else is the fact that he said, let me go out there and kick it.
Pizza, pizza.
Yeah. Do you have to make it then? Or are you the one who's told, as the great Joe Hamilton would say, now I got to break your plate. You told me to trust you. Now I can't trust you. Now, I'm not telling you there was no pressure. I know what the day was. It wasn't a game against Clemson or Florida State. But if you put it out there, you better go do something, because that coach was planning on punting and creating a little bit of field territory.
In the meantime, Kirby Smart, his G-Day game has come and gone, and he's talking about depth when it comes to this Georgia Bulldog roster.
Monday, we get after it. We're going to work out. We're going to target some guys' weights. We're going to drive some weights down. We're going to lift. We got to get our bottom half of our roster to the top half. You're not going to get there watching spring game tape. You got to go get to work. We're going to work really hard on those guys. We're going to keep meeting and talking to our players. I told them the job's not done. We're not where we need to be. We just don't get to practice anymore. We get to do other things.
Even though now you have an expanded playoff, I believe what Kirby's saying there, if I may interpret,
go ahead,
is because you have a tougher schedule, you have the depth at Georgia you always have, but now you're going to see more of this depth on display with you playing a more challenging schedule. Guys are going to get hurt. Guys are going to get banged up, and you're going to need these backups to come out there and play quality snaps.
You know how I took it? You guys get ready. you're going to want practice compared to the lifting and the running and the conditioning you're going to be doing. That's what I think.
Yeah, it all comes together.
That's what I thought. Those 15 practices were going to seem like cakewalks compared to what it is to get you ready. And you will need more. If you're going to have to play more games, you're going to need more players. People are going to go down. How quickly can they get healthy? Sometimes that's dependent upon what kind of shape were you in when you got hurt. What is it they say? You know, the idea of it's great to be young because you heal a little bit quicker. If you're in better shape, if you have a problem, there's a really good chance you're going to recover more quickly.
And certainly right out of the gate there, you heard Kirby talking about guys losing weight. Not a lot of guys gaining weight. But right out of the gate, like I said, it's going to be challenging. A road trip September the 14th to Kentucky after opening the season at Mercedes-Benz Stadium against Clemson. Alabama is in September. The road trip there on September the 28th. You got Texas on October the 19th in Austin. Ole Miss on the road as well, November the 9th. I mean, this schedule is intriguing. A schedule that, you know, 2 years ago nobody saw coming, but now with expansion, everything's changing.
Hey, is Adam there? Can I ask Adam Gillespie? Okay. I'm not saying you're Kirby Smart's Boy Friday and you know everything, but am I correct in assuming now Kirby might not have to speak for a while and he will be extremely happy about that? Was this maybe the last time that he has to speak or address anybody?
Yeah, this will be the last press conference until camp opens up.
Oh, man.
He
is so happy right now.
So we can't call and say, hey, Kirby, you want to do 10 minutes with us?
We can call. Yeah, we can call. But the difference is I call him cake days in my house when something good really happens. Hey, it's cake day. Let's have a cake. I almost think the fact that he doesn't have to speak to the media for months is a cake day in the Smart House.
SEC Media Days will be the next time. I'm sorry, I skipped over that. But SEC Media Days in July.
But that's a little bit different, is it
not? You're welcome for the job.
Like, that's the tour. Hey, look at us. We're big. We're bad. And I'm going to bring a couple of players. It's one day. I just think he had nothing to say, quite honestly, when he did this one. He's just tired of telling people things. I just don't think he wants to tell people things. He doesn't need it. He doesn't need a camera. He doesn't need a microphone around him.
Oliver needs the SEC Media Days. He loves going from station to station. He loves pontificating at SEC Media Days. Well, that's his time to shine, not Kirby Smart.
Here's the good news. I think he probably knows Ole Miss's third-string tight end.
He does.
And then if you get on with an Ole Miss station, you know what they're going to say when you can do that? Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
And I don't think you're going unless you know something we don't. Maybe we will go this year, but the reason I hope we do go is because I want to see Chuck be threatened by you again.
You know, it's in Dallas this year, so it's going to be a little bit of a haul.
Interesting. Is Chuck going, or are Matt and Chuck going, or is just Chuck going? Do we
know? What do you think, Adam?
I'm not in on those loops. I'm trying to go.
I believe Chuck will go.
Okay. Yeah.
History says that, yes, he will go.
Yeah.
The show, as in Chuck and Chernoff, not sure.
Let me ask you this.
For the show.
Adam, are you saying you want to go, but you're not sure you're going? You don't have an official? Couldn't you just weasel and say, well, how are you people going to get by without me?
Well, that's what I try. I say, hey, I'm the Georgia guy that gets all these Georgia people on. But you know how it is around here. We wait till the last minute, and then we complain about airline tickets. And then, you know, instead of planning ahead and budgeting, stuff like that.
I don't know anything that you're speaking of right now.
Yeah. Good Lord.
There's a mushroom cloud back there in the control.
Nick and Adam dropping bombs.
Good Lord. Can I tell
you that just got activated.
There's at least three offices where people's skin is peeling off their bones right now with the bomb you just dropped.
It's like Raiders of the Lost Ark. Faces are melting. Jeremy Fowler said on SportsCenter on Saturday that the Jets are viewed as the big landing spot for Brock Bowers, so I hope he doesn't get lost there in the big city, crossing over then into New Jersey with an iHeart NY shirt on.
So you're saying you hope he doesn't show up somewhere in Manhattan looking for the field.
Do you guys know where the Jets Stadium is?
Sir, it's in New Jersey.
Oh, no.
How do I get there? Bridge, toll, and tunnel, sir. Bridge, toll, and tunnel.
If Aaron Rodgers stays healthy this year, I think there will be a nice connection between he and Brock Bowers.
If it happens. Look, again.
There's a lot of moving parts. I understand that. I'm just saying, if this happens.
I'm going to say something about this draft. 20-plus years together. I'm going to say something about this draft. I have never seen more obvious connect the dots, this guy to that team. I really haven't. I really believe you can go 10-plus and say, I understand that, and I understand that. Now, do I think it's all going to happen that way? No. Only takes one team to change the whole draft. I get all that. But this is intriguing in a sense that you could see picking the first 12 picks and going, everybody gets what they want or everybody gets what they need. I don't remember that many drafts.
Yeah, we'll talk about why the Falcons could drop in the draft because of
you know
that
why?
A little bit later on.
They heard my math. No, they heard my math draft. It's not a mock draft. It's a math draft.
They're always
it's always numbers.
The NCAA finally approved in-helmet communications, and they're also adding a two-minute warning for the 24 season. So Connor Stallions, at least when it comes to the helmet communication, maybe that controversy moved college football into the 21st century.
Do you think they did the two-minute warning because they don't do the clock first down thing?
Maybe.
Do you like the two-minute warning?
I don't mind it.
I want to see clock management. I want to see, you know, 2:05, do I call a timeout with another one on the back end? I kind of like the strategy of a two-minute warning. Did you see Jim Harbaugh? It's official. He got his tattoo.
He got the 15-0 tattoo. He promised the team he would get it, went back for the spring game, got the tattoo, and he also said, now I understand how guys say when you get one, yeah. you want to get more because he wants to add a rose
yeah.
to the tattoo because they did win the Rose Bowl against
right.
Alabama.
Right, I heard he did that. Now, what's he going to do for the Chargers? Is he going to get an
he's
L.A.?
Gonna get a no, he's going to get a lightning bolt on his neck.
If they win the Super Bowl, doesn't he have to go to the other arm with yeah. with a lightning bolt? He's got an M, 15-0, in case you're wondering, is what it looks like. Did you hear Caleb Williams talking about his time at Oklahoma? It was really interesting.
I heard him talking about the Bears and his future in Chicago, which we'll get to in the 12 o'clock
okay.
hour.
He said something about why would you go where Spencer Rattler was, who was considered to be a Heisman-type favorite, certainly a high first-round pick. He goes, I mean, we really want to do this? I thought I was going to beat him out. He said, quite honestly, I thought I played better than him. And he didn't understand when Lincoln Riley, he told him to just keep moving. He was like, I don't even know what the hell that means. When he gets in a game, they have a big come-from-behind win. He was never going to look back at that point. But when asked, why would you go there if that guy was there? He said, because I was going to beat him out.
And that's how all these athletes feel. I'm the guy. It doesn't matter.
So think about
that.
I got a guy who's sitting for six games because Spencer Rattler's supposed to be the one, two, third overall pick of the draft. And, boy, you want to talk about the butterfly effect and how things change. There's a domino. Once Spencer Rattler loses that job to Caleb Williams, all the dominoes start to fall.
You have that cut that we played from Deion Sanders last Friday about the portal and the media? Let's take a listen.
I wish you guys do a little more homework when you start talking about the portal and understand what we're losing. We're good. I trust the recruiting team. I trust our coaches. And please have some faith in me. We're good. We all right. What happens with the portal, man, and you guys need to know, a lot of people are fighting for backups. I don't know how many starters have really transferred around the country. I think we got some coming in from visits, but we can attract those type of players, but I don't think we're losing those type of players. And if we do, we're good. Right, we're making a big deal out of that.
All right, all right.
I think we get it. Now, in
please have some faith in me.
He was right. Deion Hayes transfers from Pitt to the Buffaloes, led Pittsburgh with 10.5 tackles for loss last year, 6'3", 260. So they get a bona fide college football player, a starter who can make a difference for their defensive line. Now, they lost Kermani McClain, the top corner. A lot of people called him last year. He transfers after his freshman year, and he had this to say, maybe so about Colorado.
Changed the narrative of everyone's thinking on my name. Be a part of a real and a great program. That's going to impact me at my best ability. And, yeah, ready to get to a new place and get to work. Yeah, I feel like I just don't want to play for the Clips. I actually want to be involved with a great leading program that's going to develop players.
Don't want to play for Clips.
There's not much ambiguity. I want to play a real program. I told you when I saw one of Deion's sons filming everything in practice and guys came right up to the camera and mugged during a practice. Hey, they're jumping up and down. I said, whoa, okay, this is a little bit different. Better work. Now you had a young man who transferred who said, yeah, you know what it is? I just feel like they're around to sort of play the dig me card.
We're making a big deal out of that.
All right, listen, bro, you got to win this year. I don't know what else is on the line. You're telling people where they can play, where they shouldn't play. Don't worry about, like, I love guys who say, don't worry about me. What's his history? I know he's a great player. What's his history as a coach where the don't worry about me thing is part of his narrative, but I'm supposed to buy it?
At this level, it's 1 year, it's 4-8.
So. Right. So don't at me, because I'm at you.
A lot of style, but not a lot of
substance. Please have some faith in me.
Also, we talked about kickers at Georgia Tech. Alabama needed a new kicker, and they got the Lou Groza Award winner given to the nation's best kicker, Graham Nicholson, who won that award at Miami of Ohio last year, is now going to kick for the Alabama Crimson Tide. And just keep this in mind, Deion, Alabama, Georgia, and everybody else, there are 8 days left in the portal. So you have a week plus to still make some moves around college football.
So figure out whose ass you got to kiss the most, because that's what you're doing at this point. Who's your best recruiter? Who's your best closer? Who puckers up as well as anybody? Get them on the job.
We got so many.
You need an ass kisser.
Yeah.
To keep a guy or to go get somebody.
We got so many things that happened this weekend.
I know.
In college football.
I know.
But I don't have time to get to them now.
Okay.
We'll have to touch on them perhaps later on.
Yeah, sure.
And we have a whole week as well. Much like the portal, we have a whole week. We don't have 8 days, but we have a few more during the working week. When we come back, how families will have a competition of their own at the Paris Olympics. That and more as we are here at TPC Sugarloaf, the Mitsubishi Electric Classic going on this week and the program taking place today. Cellini, Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Cellini, Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. TPC Sugarloaf is where we are. The Mitsubishi Electric Classic going on this weekend. The Pro-Am is today. 11 o'clock hour, brought to you by Finley Roofing. What's your go-to karaoke song? The X-Platform question of the day. Someone said this one by Bon Jovi. Someone else says Trey Young is going to be moving on from the Hawks. We'll talk some Hawks a little past the top of the hour. In the meantime, NBC is adding something very interesting a lot of people feel when it comes to the Paris Olympics. According to Variety, NBC is going to outfit the parents of athletes competing with heart monitors, so their heart rate will be tracked as they watch their children participate in the Olympics, because I think every parent will tell you it's a lot more nerve-wracking watching your kids play. Professional athletes will tell you this.
Yes.
Than it was them actually going out there and playing themselves.
Yes. It's interesting. I'm assuming there'll be a little thing like that noise meter. Right. Where we're actually going to be able to tell. Now,
hopefully that's not going to happen.
Jimmy won.
He is dead.
Oh, no. That, they will not. Although, again.
Tell my Jimmy congratulations.
Although, again, you know, you want numbers. If you believe there's a chance somebody else could have that happen to them, you might tune in. Let's not kid ourselves. Here's the thing. I'd rather them be mic'd up. I like the audio better, but I certainly understand this one. Mic'd up could be a problem. Mic'd up could be a problem.
You better have like a 35-second delay.
Doubt.
Mike Tirico going to co-host the opening ceremony, our friend, alongside Kelly Clarkson and Peyton Manning. And the closing ceremony is going to be co-hosted by Tirico, Jimmy Fallon, Tara Lubinsky, and Johnny Weir. So Mike Tirico playing big, big, big stages.
I know. Who's not going to be there? And by the way, in case you're wondering, like, I read this at first and I was like, this is goofy. This is goofy. It's the Olympics. What do I care if it's goofy?
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. I mean, somebody's going to do a fashion critique. Oh, look at Australia has the best outfits ever. You'll probably be doing that. You're going to be a judge.
I'll take notice.
Yeah. Here's what I want you to do. The opening ceremonies. I want you to tell me who's got the best garb.
I will.
All right. Did you like the fancy hat that some country was wearing or not? I don't know. My point is, test me, man. This seems goofy.
Because I'll do it.
This seems goofy to me, but it's the Olympics and it's entertainment.
Speaking of goofy, let's buckle up.
Hey.
Turn off the GPS and let Domino take the wheel. It's a drive around the sports world presented by Marietta Toyota. At Marietta Toyota, every new Toyota includes our nationwide lifetime powertrain warranty. Family owned and operated since 1975. Stop in for a test drive or visit MariettaToyota.com. It's better in Marietta.
All right, do you know who Ryan Smith is?
The name rings a bell.
Yeah, but you can say no.
Can't say I do.
Yeah, it's not Arthur Smith. It's not Patty Smith. It's not Patty Smythe. It's Ryan Smith. He's the guy from Utah that's spending billions of dollars to go get a whole bunch of sports in Salt Lake City and a few other places. He bought the Jazz. He bought the men's professional team. He bought the women's professional
soccer. He wants baseball, right?
Well, he just got hockey there. They asked him about baseball. He said, I got a lot of stuff on my plate right now. I can tell you about the guy's family and the money and everything he's made. He's made really good investments. But there's a chance now what this guy has been doing. He's been laying the groundwork. Now that the NHL is there and now that he owns an NBA team, it's going to be interesting to see the next step. But his name is Ryan Smith. He's a 45-year-old billionaire. So keep an eye out when baseball starts talking again. You do have a viable option. If somebody says, Salt Lake City, how are they going to do it? You got a viable option billionaire who's already brought to professional teams. So remember that. Do you know what's happening with the FSU and Clemson thing? They're in court today. Like, the ACC is in court today. I don't really know who's going to be appearing or not. Do you know what's crazy to me? FSU and Clemson, I think, both want the same thing. They're going about it a little bit differently. They don't want to have to pay, hundreds of millions of dollars. They just want out. But are they going to get their freedom and then have to beg the SEC or the Big Ten to get in? And you would say, why do they have to beg? They're FSU and Clemson. Well, I don't know. Let me tell you what I would do if I'm those conferences. Oh, now that you're out? You're not going to get as much to come in anymore. You don't have hand. Like, they could have their freedom and think they won. Then all of a sudden it's, yeah, we'll let you in. But
unless
you don't get $58 million like everybody else. Yeah. You're going to take 2 or 3 years where you don't get it.
The only thing they can do is try to pit the Big Ten against the SEC. And but they're supposed to be partners, right?
You know what they're going to do? I'm sorry. I don't want to say the word collusion. It's so filthy. But they will not get the deal they want if either the SEC or the Big Ten does come looking, because now what are you going to do? Oh, we'll go back to the ACC. Okay, then what did you really win? So I'm kind of curious to see how these court cases go. Let's hear Anthony Edwards. This is what happened the other day when his team won an NBA playoff game.
They're chanting SEC?
MVP.
I was going to say.
So he right.
They know about his time at Georgia.
No, well, the good news is he flashed his national championship ring to the crowd. Oh,
no,
wait,
he didn't do that.
He flashed. No, he didn't do that either. He dropped a bleed at the end with the MVP chants. Now, Larry Nance Jr., you know what happened with Jontay Porter, right? Have you heard?
Yes.
He's out.
Lifetime ban.
Yeah. So listen to Larry Nance Jr. at a post-game press conference the other day.
Respectfully, I'm betting on the Bills. I'm not betting. No, Jontay. I'm not betting. No, I'm not betting on anything. I don't own a betting app. None of that. No.
You got to be careful what you say. And that man realized very quickly.
He didn't mean that in a literal sense.
No, he did not.
Just banking on his team winning.
And he wanted the commissioner, everybody else who will see that piece of video, to know just that. Let me play one more for you, because this is James Worthy. How good a player was James Worthy? You're old enough to know.
One of the best.
Yeah. As in a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And he certainly played with Hall of Fame players.
Great college player. Great pro player.
Who were two of the guys he played with? Wait. He's going to tell you two of the guys he played with.
To me, he's Magic and Kareem on the floor at the same time. He's a guard. He makes great decisions. Hell of a passer. And then when he wants to be Kareem, he goes down and dominates.
Sorry about Jokic.
Yes, he is. He's Kareem and Magic. Now, you would say, oh, what would James Worthy know about those two guys? What would he know about those two guys?
He only won titles with him.
Yeah.
Multiple titles with him.
Were you a little bit surprised? Listen, here's what I love. I love the fact that it's an older school guy not hating.
That's a hell of a statement to make.
Three-time MVP? Is this going to happen?
He's a freak of nature because he's so different that you can't defend him. There's nothing you can do.
The category and the group of guys who have won three NBA MVPs, and Jokic looks like he's going to be in it. So that would be Kareem, that'd be Magic, that'd be Bird, that'd be LeBron, that'd be Bill Russell, that'd be Moses Malone. Is Moses Malone the most not talked about three-time NBA MVP ever?
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you win three MVPs and all of a sudden people go, oh, yeah, him?
I
he's the oh, yeah, him guy when it comes to MVPs of the NBA.
Tremendous
when
player.
When he dominated, oh, my God. Now, look, Hawks fans will tell you, well, why didn't we get that? Because it was too late.
He was old.
It was called time. It was called his age.
What do you want from him?
All right. Well, maybe we'll finish it. Oh, this was a college note I was going to give you. Morgan Whalen, that country artist.
That threw the chair?
Yeah, yeah. So he was playing the other night at Ole Miss. You know what he wanted Lane Kiffin to do? Because Lane Kiffin did a walkout, like there were boxers to the stage. He asked Lane Kiffin if he'd put on a Peyton Manning jersey, because he's a Tennessee fan. Lane Kiffin said, are you kidding me? Like, listen, I don't know what you do for a living. You've got to know better. What would I be thinking, and what would happen to me if I wore a Peyton Manning jersey into my building?
Nothing in Oxford that would be good.
So Morgan Whalen, I don't know if he's drinking. I don't know what he's doing. I have no idea.
He's hitting himself in the head with a chair.
Yeah, I don't really know.
But chair shots?
If he's a real Tennessee fan, he should have known not to make that ask.
Yeah, you can't ask your Ole Miss coach to put on any other team's jersey, let alone something from the SEC. The 12 o'clock hour is brought to you by Wade Ford. At Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer, you will discover great prices.
I like trucks.
Finance options, well, you can go there and check out those Explorers if you want to, those pickup trucks.
Would it have been
those
okay
F-150s.
Could Lane Kiffin have looked in the eye and said, are you stupid, son?
Could
like, would that have been okay?
To me, it would have been acceptable.
Okay.
It's also for Adam, the big truck fan, to go to Wade Ford. Check out the top trade-in values and even more when it comes to mobile service as well. Trey Young is going to be sent on his merry way. Who said it? Find out when we come back. We're at TPC Sugarloaf. It's the site of the Mitsubishi Electric Classic. It's Cellini and Domino. It's the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.